back. WWGH Radio, Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, an interesting
morning.
Yeah, as we are learning things here left, right, and sideways. Now, the morning started with the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, announcing that he wanted to run in the Democratic primary for governor. Now, he did run as an independent for president of the United States in 2016.
Right.
Now, somebody called in and explained to us that if you are a convicted felon in Ohio, you cannot run for office, which is interesting in and of itself and says a lot for a lot of our public officials who are either indicted or on trial at this particular
and
point.
And I did look it up, and the lady was correct.
Right. But now there's also been a question of there was somebody who ran for mayor of Toledo a few years ago who was a convicted felon who had been on probation, but the attorney general said they could run for mayor of Toledo.
I don't think we know what we're doing in Ohio.
Well, and then we got an email from one of our friends, Kevin, out there, who said that if it's expunged, that means erased.
Yeah.
So that would not count against you, I guess. Now, here's another one we got that's kind of interesting. This has nothing to do with Ted running for office, but it does happen to do with Ted from the Ted interview this morning. It said, I listened to some of your interview with Ted Williams this morning while riding in my car. I must say, Scott, I found many things he said to be disturbing coming from someone representing your radio station. Now, I don't know that he represents this radio station.
I don't think so. You don't pay him.
No. I mean, he has... Well, I don't even know that pay is an issue. I mean, I'm not sure what the representation would be. He's taped liners. He's a voiceover artist.
Right.
He's never done a continuous show here.
No.
And even if he did, I don't know that that would be a representation of the many, many shows on this radio
station.
No,
I don't represent this station when I do my Progressive Life.
So. Right. So I'm not sure what exactly he represents. I mean, he's been a guest many times. And he has done shows here, but never on a continuous basis, never for more than 6 weeks. So I don't know why somebody would feel that he's a representation of this station. And even if he was, to be honest with you, I like a guy who's honest.
Yeah,
and he certainly
too.
Was this morning. I don't want somebody coming in who's going to tell me all their picadillos.
Yeah. You don't want somebody coming in saying, I'm not going to do that. And then he goes and does it. Or
so,
she goes and does it.
Yeah. But what do you think? If this holds out to be true, that you cannot run for office if you're a convicted felon, I mean, think of the people in your family. And we're talking about felonies that are sometimes very low grade that you don't go to prison for.
I have no felons in my family, by the way.
Would you have known that? Would you have known that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or friends. Friends, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, if this does hold out to be true, I think this is an interesting story.
Could be.
In the long run, because what is the thinking behind that, I guess?
Once a bad person, always a bad person.
Well, if that's what we believe, then...
I think a lot of people do believe that.
How do we ever rehabilitate anybody?
Well, apparently, they don't think we can. And I think if they would study other countries and their criminal justice systems, they'd find that there are an awful lot of countries that do 100% better job in that than we do.
It's a strange thing, I think.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's a very strange idea that the government would tell you. Are they afraid you would win? if you know the person's a convicted felon, that goes into your thinking process when you vote.
And we have politicians right now that are doing far worse things than somebody who smoked a joint and carried 4 ounces of marijuana across state lines.
I guess I just am not quite sure what that is. How in the world do you prevent somebody from running for office if people want to write them in?
Yeah, I don't know. And you know, where are all those people that were screaming freedom on the 6th of January? In the Capitol. Shouldn't they have, shouldn't felons have freedom too once they've got
I think a lot of those people will be felons pretty soon.
Yeah, they might be.
And will not be running for any kind of public office.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a weird double standard there in my opinion. And this has nothing to do with Ted. I'm thinking about the kid who's, you know, in juvenile court today, who's maybe getting a third or fourth degree felony for marijuana usage, who's never going to be able to run for life in the 80 years they have left.
And could be the most brilliant person ever.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I get that.
I never have gotten that, but I was always kind of on the wild side myself, and could have been considered a felon at certain things because of the marijuana that I smoked. But you know, how about those of us who got away with it?
Well, that too. You know, what if you had the means to get away with it?
Yeah. Oh, and there is you can get. I have a friend who got a DUI and got it expunged. It cost him a lot of money, but he got it expunged because I'm trying to remember why he wanted it expunged. But he got it expunged by a really good lawyer.
Well, now the question, well, if you want to talk about Ted Williams, that's fine, too. That we got a few calls there in hour number one. But also, do you think in this state that you live in, that you pay taxes in, do you think somebody convicted of a felony should be allowed to run for office? And by the way, what if they're convicted wrongly of a felony?
Right.
You've just taken away everything, and not only have you put them in prison for years, now you've taken away their right to run for office, you've taken away their right to vote for a period of time, you've taken away their right to solicit. I mean, that's strange to me.
Well, you can understand if they're in jail, it's going to be hard for them to run for office or something.
Well, I think while you're in jail, sure.
Once you're out and you've paid your dues, I don't know. It just. Oh, by the way, and I looked up Larry Householder, and he not only was he was not convicted. He was accused of a $60 million bribe.
Is that all?
Yeah, that he took. And he, by the way, in January, he was put back as a senator. So.
But he was indicted.
Yes.
Yes, so he has been indicted. He will go to trial.
And he's innocent until proven guilty. And there are a lot of people that stand on that very hard when they're supporting somebody that's guilty as hell.
Well, I mean, the judge here in town. Now, he may be innocent.
Yeah, he may be.
But he's indicted on a felony.
That's just, indicted just means that you're charged with it.
Charged, right.
Somebody
now,
did it.
Now, I'm not sure if the auditor, is that a felony? I know there's going to be a trial.
I don't
know. Think that's been settled yet.
No, I haven't heard of it.
A special prosecutor was hired. I know that.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard where that is right now.
You know,
I have a friend, Brandy, if she's listening, give us a call.
Yeah, but that's but that's an interesting case in and of itself, because what the auditor did in the grand scheme of things is very light.
Yeah.
And if he would end up getting convicted of a felony, gee whiz.
Yeah, well.
He could never run for office again because of that?
Apparently. That's what it, and I read it to you.
And well, explain and exactly so what, I'm going to look this up, but explain exactly what the auditor did.
I don't know.
You don't remember what he did when he was running for office?
Not exactly, no.
What that whole thing's about?
No,
was something about a ballot that was being used for campaigning purposes.
Yes,
was
it was.
Not?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that what the
And that's
thing
about,
was about
all I know about.
Yeah, that's about all that I know about it, but I don't know if that's a felony.
Yeah. It kind of depends on the criminal justice apparatus. They can charge you a felony if they think it's bad enough, or they can call it a misdemeanor if they. And there you go. There's the problem too. If you're on the goods with the people that are in charge, you can get something called a misdemeanor when other people would be charged with a felony. And I think if you talk to a lot of African American people in the United States of America, they would agree with that.
Well, here's what it is.
Okay.
Okay. He was charged with circulating false sample ballots.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
now,
all I know.
Okay. So,
seems a little picky.
it's interesting. So what we know about that is that under the law, sample ballots are supposed to be a different color. So there's what that all is. Okay. Now, if convicted, it would be a first-degree misdemeanor charge, okay, but carries a maximum penalty of 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine.
So he would be fine.
Yeah. He would be fine, but could end up in jail.
Yeah, it would look bad on his political resume.
Well, now, if you have to go to jail, if you're in office, do you have to leave the office?
I think there are people that have gone to jail in office and stay in office. Who knows? Maybe Larry Household will go to jail.
But his is a felony, is it?
Yeah,
not?
It would be at $60 million. One
but
would
I guess he's not running, so why not just stay?
Well, he
because it just says you can't. Well, you but
he
you
ran
can't hold
this time.
You can't hold.
Yeah, can't hold.
So once you're convicted, you have to. So really, these cases involving people who are indicted on felonies, if they are convicted, they're going to have to leave right then.
I would guess that's the way it reads. You yeah. can't hold a position of honor. Yeah, hold.
Well, well, well. There you go. How interesting is that?
Very. Very.
What about no? Wait a second. What about trafficant? Wait a second. Jim Trafficant. Jim Trafficant went to prison. Did he not?
I don't remember that one. I'm sorry.
I think he did.
I remember the name. I just don't remember.
I think Trafficant went to prison, but I think he did run for office again when he got out. Does anybody remember Jim Trafficant and that whole case? He's dead now, but 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And that was here in Ohio. And he was, that's fairly recent. Now let's look this up, because this yeah. is, how in the world did he, because he went to prison, the whole trafficking issue.
Now we're both looking at the same time, so we're going to have a lot of dead air here.
Well, it's,
oh, here it is.
Yeah, yeah, it was trafficking, some things I guess he got out of, but, he entered the Federal Correction Institution in 2002.
He had 10 felony counts.
10 felony counts. And what was he convicted on?
I'm not sure. Anyway, we're getting a phone call, so maybe we have a smarter person on the phone than is talking on
Hope
the
so.
Microphone.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, you just talking about Jimmy Trafficant?
Yes.
I was in Harrisburg at that time, and we were working up there, and I knew him. And yes, he did go to jail, and he also ran for office, and was allowed to. So I don't know what the big deal is with Ted Williams, or anybody else that wants to run, if they did their time and follow the whole rules law, they should be allowed to be able to run for office.
I agree with you, Bob.
Well, yeah, I think you're right, so thank you. So, yes, it looks like Jim Trafficant, so he was indicted on how many felony counts?
10.
He did go to prison for a number of years, so I assume he was probably convicted of some of them.
Well, he had 10 of them. So
oh, wait, here it is. Here, I think this is something. He was in Youngstown, of course.
Yep.
And I'm not sure what it all was about, but he was expelled from the house after being convicted of 10 felony counts,
right,
including taking bribes, filing false tax returns, racketeering, and forcing his congressional staff to perform chores at his farm in Ohio and household in Washington, D.C. He was sentenced to prison and released in 2009 after serving a 7-year sentence. Okay, but then 2009, he got out, but he ran for Congress in 2010.
Yeah.
So how's that happen? He was 7 felony counts and served many years in prison.
I like his wife's name.
Well, here it is. Look at this. In September 2010, Trafficant was certified to run for the same seat he held before his expulsion, and said that his platform would be to repeal the 16th Amendment of the United States Constitution. Trafficant lost election to his former aide, Tim Ryan, to whom he had lost an earlier race in 22, in which Trafficant ran as an independent from his prison cell.
Oh, jeez.
So there, you know, there
boy,
must be.
Boy, we're confused
now,
in
wait
Ohio.
A second. Now, wait a second. Something ain't right there.
That doesn't seem right, no.
So I think this law might not be right. How did Jim Trafficant do it? Youngstown, last time I checked, is in Ohio.
Yeah, well, some people would say it's not.
Yeah, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Well, you know what? I think we've just found there is hope for Ted Williams.
There must be ways around all
thanks
of this.
To Jim Trafficant.
Yeah.
Who goes, because Jim Trafficant in, here's what we know for sure, in 2000 and, I believe it was 2002, wasn't it? Yeah, because he was in prison for quite a while. 2002, he was convicted of 10 felonies.
Yep.
He spent 7 years in prison, and when he got out, he ran for Congress. So there you go.
Maybe he knew somebody.
He obviously appeared on the ballot in Ohio.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the day he got out of prison, when he went to his home, he announced he was running for his old seat again.
I wonder if there are exceptions that you can post, or maybe he got all 10 expunged. I don't know.
The day you got out?
Yeah. I'm sure he worked on it somehow or other. It sounds like Chicago. When I was in Chicago, I went to a Democratic fundraiser, and all the funny things that were going on around the room.
Well, don't you think it really here's what I think is probably the truth of the matter is that nobody, I don't think at the Board of Elections, you said they don't ask you this.
I didn't see it on any of this
okay.
stuff.
So you get on the ballot, you run, you get elected, then somebody might bring a case against you that maybe you shouldn't be doing this because of the revised code. But there were a lot of things. By the way, Ohio revised code, I believe, says also that you can't, what is it? You can't do any work on Sunday, or there's a, yeah, the code is
archaic, maybe.
There are weird things in there.
Sounds like the book of Leviticus, which a lot of churches use to deny the rights of gay people.
Yeah, and does anybody understand that? If our caller's out there from earlier, how did Jim Trafficant do this?
That would be nice to know, yeah.
Because I'm curious now.
And I bet Ted's looked through a lot of that stuff, because surely he had to, if he did, maybe he was never convicted of felony.
Well, Jim Trafficant was, seven
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, ten.
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 Oh, yeah, seven. I'm undercounting.
You're
ten
sliding,
of them.
Sliding
he was convicted
the
of ten of them, and he appeared on the ballot. Go ahead, caller.
On this issue, what I've been hearing you say is this is a revised code of 2016.
Right.
And you're saying it's broken because the guy ran for office in 2003. Well, it was revised in 2016, so he probably wouldn't be able to do it now.
Maybe they put that in, yeah.
Well, we don't
because
know. Do we
of that,
know that
situation, even yeah. because he ran and got.
Yeah, that could be true.
Well, he. But
so you got to go with what you know about 2016 and on toward us. Than what's behind it.
But I was just looking at this, and I think that law was on the books before then, because there's something from 2009 where that was an issue.
Hmm. This is strange.
But that's what revised means. It doesn't mean they created a new law. They revised what they already had.
Right.
So part of it had to be on the law before 2016, or they wouldn't be able to revise it.
Right, so what was the law in 2010?
That's what we need to...
That's what you need to know, yeah. Before you make a thing and say, well, it must not be true, because it is true,
but we
it
don't
wasn't
know that.
True in
we
2009. It's a different it's a different law now than it was when he ran for office.
But I don't know that we know that for sure.
That's what revised means. It's different.
It could be. We'll check into it.
Yep. That's all we can do is check.
Yeah, that's all we can do is check at this point.
Very
I
good.
Don't know.
Thank
that,
you.
Is
caller.
That? But isn't it the Ohio Revised Code in 2021?
I don't know. I when I did all that stuff, that was the least of my worries. The most of my worries I talked about. That was the least of my worries because I was not a felon.
Well, no, but you know, it's I wonder if this was done because of Jim, although he didn't win.
I don't know. Interesting.
I don't know. I guess that's what I guess that's what we have learned.
Well, I have some lawyer friends here in town. Maybe I will check with them. But, you know, I've talked to a lot of my lawyer friends, and sometimes they tell you two different stories. So, I don't know. The law is kind of strange. But I appreciate what the caller just said. He's right. If it was revised and they changed it so that the felons could not, therefore, run. Then
well, this I think just throws what the caller said into the wrong category, because what it says here is the person convicted of certain offenses may not serve in public office as a public official or employee. That was effective January 1st, 2004, May the 2nd, 2006, 2008, HR 195, September 30th, 2008.
So that's been a while that's been on the books. Now, maybe there are little nuances that were changed that make it more egregious.
They might have tweaked it a little bit, but back in 2004, 6, 8, and 8, right here it's saying, as used in this section, disqualifying offense means an offense that has both the following characteristics. A theft offense that is a felony under the laws of the state, another state, or the United States. Well, that's back in 2008. That's 2 years before Jim Traficant ran, and he was convicted of 10 of them.
Hmm. Well, we'll have to get a lawyer.
Back to the pickle. So I guess revised, they might have changed a little bit of the wording.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. The felon running from office was back there in 2004, as early as 2004.
We're going to have brighter people. Not necessarily brighter people. We're going to have people that are lawyers, and that's a completely different set of skills.
Well, I wonder what Ohio Revised Code means.
It means it's a code that's been changed from the previous code.
Well, does it? Because here it says the Ohio Revised Code contains all current statutes of the Ohio General Assembly of a permanent or general nature, considered into provisions, titles, chapters, and sections.
That's as clear as mud.
Well, like if you go to the legislature, they call it the Ohio Revised Code.
Okay.
So it's just the law.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily meaning the law was changed. It's just what the law is.
If they change the wordage, the language in the law, then it's going to change the law.
Here's what the term, just so we know,
okay,
from the Ohio legislature.
Okay, this website, is from the bosses.
Here's what Ohio Revised Code means.
Okay.
This is what it is. The general laws of the state of Ohio. The revised code is organized into 31 general titles broken into chapters dealing with individual topics of law. The chapters are divided into sections and contain the text of individual statutes. The laws are collected and published in the Ohio Revised Code. So apparently it doesn't mean we're revising anything. It's just the laws of the state.
Every year they call it the Revised Code.
The Revised Code.
Because there are probably some things that are revised and some things that are not.
Right.
Yeah.
But just because that was the Ohio Revised Code in 2016, that could have been the same law for 30 years.
Or 100. Yeah.
Or 100.
Yeah.
And at least we know it was going back to at least 2004. When felony was so now that we know that, how did Jim Traficant run?
Good question. I think he paid somebody. He was willing to bribe people, obviously, because he was convicted of that.
And did time.
Yeah, 7 years.
Yeah,
that's a long
so. Time. There you go. So back
strange.
To square one. I think you can pretty well do anything. I don't think that honestly, who's going to come down if you're breaking the Ohio Revised Code for that? It's not... It's not. I don't think it's a law.
Your opponent will definitely use
it. Your opponent will bring it up, but boy, would you want to be the one on stage with all the problems we have with prison reform here in Ohio saying, oh, you shouldn't even be here?
Yeah, there are people that would be happy to do that.
Right, but I think it could backfire on them. Do you remember a woman who stood up on stage running for president and tried to bring up former relationships of another guy? One ended up in the presidency and one ended up back at home.
Yeah, yeah. And one could see Russia from her front door.
And there's that. So there you go, 740-383-9944. But see, this is what this station has always been all about, the education. And before this morning, I don't think the general population knew. And we, by the way, we did have a call in there from Bob who said, let him run. Let him run.
And that's kind of my opinion.
If he runs and loses, it's not an issue.
Yeah, and if you've done your time, you've paid the fine, right? Let him go.
Right. You know what? I think what probably would happen, you would go up, you would get your signatures, you would turn it in, and if they wanted to disqualify you, they could then, and then it would be an issue. Because obviously that didn't happen with Jim Traficant.
Yeah. All right. Well, I remember when I was finished, when I knew I had lost, I was the Secretary of State's office called me and said, you know, you haven't filed your paperwork correctly. I said, well, that doesn't surprise me, but how can I do it right? And they spent like 3 hours with me making it right. And so there, you know, the Secretary of State, I was very happy that they gave me help. And I think if that were the case, I think the Secretary of State would explain to Ted whether it was legal or not.
Do you understand, though, that I did not know that the Ohio Revised Code just means the laws?
No, I did not. I thought it was something new.
Yeah. So apparently,
everything was new, I thought.
So I guess if you get convicted of something, they'll say you broke this law under the Ohio Revised Code.
I would guess, yeah.
So I guess there is no Ohio Code. It's just the Ohio Revised Code.
Well, I'll show you the secret grip if you'll tell
me the grip of Ohio.
If you'll tell me the code, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, I doubt in 2016 that law would have been, that would seem awful late in the game to put that in place.
I'm confused.
About felons not being able to run for office.
If it was already in there under 04.
Yeah. Right, but that's what I'm saying. So the fact that some revisal happened in 2016.
Revision?
Yes. Revisal? You don't like revisal?
I don't think that's a word.
I don't know. I just think it's a fascinating thing.
Yeah, we've got to get Ted back on.
We'll figure it all out because there's some weird rules there.
Well, somebody can get away with it and somebody can't. I think that's the way government's always been.
Yeah, but Jim Traficant was not a popular figure.
He was he looked like a a gangster.
Well, he did a lot of stuff. He put people to work at his houses and cheated the IRS and cheated a lot of people, apparently.
And I'm embarrassed to say he was one of me. He was a Democrat.
Youngstown. Youngstown. Yeah. Youngstown. So, I don't know.
We used to have a team physician from Youngstown, and he was my roommate occasionally. And if somebody would cross him, he'd say, I know a guy in Youngstown that'll take care of this problem.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in Youngstown that we're not, you know, it's kind of like Toledo in a way. Toledo's had some interesting characters come out of there over the years.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about those two places, Youngstown and Toledo.
Well, Youngstown is more famous to me than Toledo, but yeah.
Well, anything near, I guess, bodies of water.
That's it.
Is that what it is?
That must be it, yeah.
Drinking the water makes you a little shaky.
You know that
shaky.
Cincinnati is right on the Ohio River.
And they're close to Kentucky.
Yeah.
You got to watch it. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on any of this or know more than we do, which it's easy to do at this point.
Yeah, very easy to do.
740-383-9944. How did Jim Traficant run for public office? Don't forget A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today, 12:10 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. tonight here on this station.
If anybody calls and says, nobody listens to your radio station, tell them how many different people you've never heard from before called in today.
And told us we were wrong.
Yeah, told us we were wrong.
But were we? We don't know. We'll find out after this break.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Scott and Glenn back with you here for the final 15 on Wednesday, February the 10th, 2021, 46 minutes past the hour. You know, it's weird, though, that we're even getting hung up on this issue because this is what we do in politics, isn't it? It doesn't matter. We're not paying attention to anything that he said about pandemic reform, prison reform, the homeless. We're paying attention. Can you run on this technicality?
Yeah.
That's where we are in society.
Did you listen yesterday? You probably didn't because you were on the air listening to the impeachment stuff. That's kind of the way the Trump side is handling it. It's all on technicalities rather than on what really happened.
But, I mean, don't at some time we have to pull our head out of the sand here.
Oh, you know, I'm glad you said out of the sand.
Well, there was a bazillion things said in that 46 minutes this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about Governor DeWine. We talked about depression. We talked about financials. We talked about being homeless. We talked about prison reform. We talked about race in the Andre Hill case in Columbus. We talked about Governor DeWine. We talked about the pandemic. We talked about Trump and Biden. And this is what we've focused on for 2 hours.
Shouldn't a person with some good ideas be heard in the public?
You know what? I'm sure somebody legal will come along and say something.
Yeah.
And if you try to cut somebody off at the legs, I think it says something about you.
Well, there's a lot of that going on. And that's kind of interesting. I've done kind of some study of people that like to cut people off the leg. There are a couple different types of people. If you want to get real, real, real general, there are the people that like other people and treat them well, and there are the people that don't like other people and treat them poorly. And those type of people that cut people off at the legs, not my favorite type of person.
Well, this just sounds a little bit birth certificate-ish to me.
Yeah. I don't think that's a word either, Scott.
Well, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
You know what I'm talking about. I mean, wasn't that all about disqualification?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was a lie to boot.
Well, but I don't know why we do that. I don't know why we take one thing and we say, whoa, gee whiz. First of all, who says a felon cannot be a good person?
Yeah.
Who says a felon cannot have a good idea? I don't know that that's...
Just the word calling a person a felon sounds bad. And we probably need to get away from calling people felons.
Yeah, but you know, once you get that, people try to label... There is a person who is highly involved in politics in Marion who is a convicted felon. And I've heard people refer to him that way.
Yeah.
And they never went to prison. They never went to jail. They did what they were supposed to do.
Right.
But all these years later, we're still saying that.
Yeah, it's a shame that we can't forgive. And if people, and you know that I am not a religious person, but I was brought up in a religious family, a very religious family. And one of the things that my mother and father always told me is that you have to forgive and forget. There is no sense in harboring hatred for a person. And it's usually not hatred. It's usually... how come that person got something I'm not getting? You know, it's kind of picky. If you've done a bad thing, you need to pay your debt and get out and do the right thing.
I'm always concerned, though, why people are so concerned about other people.
Because people are... Well, you know, it says in the Bible, one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not covet. And people covet everybody else's stuff. One of the things I was given as a kid, I can't remember ever saying I didn't like a person because they had something I didn't have. And I think that's a good way to live.
Well, I don't know. I've always found that a weird facet of people's personalities, and it's not everybody, but they... I don't know if they feel they're going to get it on them. It's weird. You know, I think that's very fair weather. You know, if you were in trouble for something, if somebody came and put you in trouble for something, is that my chance to save my behind and say, oh, gee whiz, I didn't know that was happening?
Well, a lot of people do that to make themselves look better. If that person did that and I didn't do that, then I'm a better person than that person. I don't know. I think we'll all reap our just rewards when we pass on to stardust.
Well, what I know about human beings is this. I know that anything anybody does, another human being has the capacity to do. Now, maybe they don't choose to do it, but they have the, you know, people who murder. If a human being murders another human being, you have the capacity within you, if you're a human being, to murder somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you might not, but you have the capacity to do it. You can't say, I could never do that. Well, yeah, you could.
Yeah.
You choose not to.
There are a lot of people who would say that, and then if one of their family members was killed by this person, they will go out and kill that person. You know?
Well, how many times have we heard crimes of rage?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where you don't, you find somebody cheating on you. And in that moment, you go berserk.
I'm never quite sure what cheating on somebody means, but okay.
I guess you got to define it. But I don't, it's weird to me, though. I always think that the person who's calling that out, they must have some real...
stuff in the closet.
Yeah, something going on there. Yeah. Because why are they so concerned? They must have been burned somewhere along the line.
Why are you concerned? It's somebody else's. It's not your problem.
I think you should wear all your warts. I don't think you should, like Ted did this morning, say it all.
Yeah.
Just say it all.
That was one of the nice things when I was running for office. It actually allowed me to do that because I said to my wife, if anybody asks me a question about anything, I'm going to tell them the truth. And boy, is that... It kind of frees you. It's amazing.
Well, that's right. You don't need to keep secrets.
No.
You know?
It's hard to remember all the lies.
Well, I'm trying to think of a question. You know, I'm not going to answer a question when it comes to, what are my politics or what is my religion? Because I think that inhibits broadcasting. So I wouldn't do that. But if you ask me a question about anything directly related to me, well, I think I would answer that. Why wouldn't I?
Well, you're kind of evasive because of your position. You kind of need to be evasive. But yeah, you've always told me if I asked you a question, you'd always told me.
Yes, I wouldn't mind. what is to hide? Yeah. I mean, honest to goodness.
If you're a good person, there's nothing to hide.
No. You know, I mean, I have known people who did horrible things. Well, like this thing this morning, you know, I'm thinking the person who was listening, even though Ted is not a representative of this radio station in any way, that, I mean, I'm not sure why I should be disqualifying knowing him.
Yeah, you shouldn't. He is a representative of the human race, just like the rest of
us.
Yeah,
I'm not, I mean, is this what we should do? I mean, I judge everybody and say, well,
there's a lot of judging going on in this world, right?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff I hear behind the scenes about people. It doesn't stop me from continuing to deal with them. I think that's the problem, is when we shut off communication.
There are a few things, pedophilia.
That's awful.
A few things like I don't think you should judge people. You should just get them out of your life.
Murder.
Murder, yeah.
Murder, rape.
Yeah.
Certainly anything like that. But other than that...
Rape is one of those that could be judged on different levels, too. Is a person being raped if... You know, there are all sorts of ifs. in that one. That one's kind of tricky.
I just don't know. You know, I don't. Martha Stewart can never run for office.
Yeah, that's apparently what. Not in Ohio, anyway.
I guess not. Don't come here, Martha. Martha, don't slide over here. You're not running for office here. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
But O.J. Simpson can. Well, but did he get convicted?
He got convicted of a civil court, in a civil court, not in a criminal.
Oh, so he could.
Yeah, he was not a felon.
Well, all right then, O.J. Go ahead. But Robert Blake can, because he was not convicted. As well.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
Well, go ahead. You know, isn't this all a slippery slope?
It is very slippery, so we should get off of it quickly.
Well, I think it's a fascinating subject.
It is.
With 5 minutes left to go, because what in the world are we exactly afraid of? Because if I always figure this, if it's such a bad thing, the public's going to know about it, and if they don't want you, they're not going to vote for you.
I'm not sure that's true.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And if they want you, isn't that the public's will?
Yeah, yeah. Or have you manipulated the public into believing they want you? That's another side of that. That's being
Isn't that what all people do in a way?
Well, I guess being a former PR person, that was my job. So,
well, I mean, I think in all ways people do that.
I think they try. Yeah.
You know what? And this is a very silly answer, but it's the field we're in here. I have known many radio.
Silly?
Well, it's silly to this degree because I don't know. You know, I don't. Buddy around with politicians, so I don't know.
Well, you buddy around with me.
Well, yeah, but I don't. Not when you were a politician.
No, that's true.
So, but radio people who came on and presented themselves completely the opposite of how they were in their own life.
And there were a lot of those.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Matter of fact, probably a majority.
But the audience that never met them think they're the greatest people who ever lived.
Absolutely.
But they are some of the worst crude and rude people you've ever met in your life.
Judging from the two of us.
Right. Well, but there are also people who come on whose personality is very close, you know, 99.9% close to what it is when they're on the mic. But yeah. You might not like them as much as the complete phony. I mean, people who do this phonily, that's not a word either.
No.
But people who do this in a phony way, I've always been baffled by that.
It's like my wife and I don't like the type of person that comes up to you, shakes your hand, big smile, love to see you, and you can see that person is looking around the room to find somebody that's more important than you are to talk to. And that's what you're talking about, that type of person.
Well, exactly. And there is a person who was here who is a very well-known Ohio radio personality who it got so bad at one point with this person that the engineers refused to do their show because they were so nasty to people.
I won't ask who.
No, but it's and you know, but this person, you would never know that if you listened to them. They waited. I mean, you could see it happen when the microphone went off. This person screamed one time. We were doing a show, 45 minutes, and boy, they just were calm and da da da. It was a big topic, and as soon as that mic went dead, they got up and I forget what they screamed. But they screamed something. There were three of us in the room. They screamed it and then stomped out of the room in anger and did not come back until it was time to go back on the air.
Now, I have, as you know, was in intercollegiate athletics for 18 years. And I'm not going to mention which coach this is, but I had one coach that the world thought he was the most wonderful human being in the world. He was evil. And I had to tell the world how wonderful he was. Well, I didn't, and therefore he didn't like me very much. But there's a lot of that going on.
Well, I'll tell you something, and I won't say his name again because I've said it many times, but there was a guy who was very big in broadcasting, and he was not very kind to me. Just as a person, he was not kind. Well, years later, I met with another big Ohio Columbus broadcaster who worked in the same area as this person did. And we went out to dinner, and we were talking, you know, off the record about this person, the one who was kind of rude to me.
Mm-hmm.
And this person who had known them for 50 years said, you know, they used to cry on cue. when I was there
oh,
for the commercials that they were filming, that they witnessed them crying on cue, and they felt they were a complete phony.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just me who was with them for a period of time, isolated period of time. It was this person who had known them for 50 years.
They were good actors.
They were good actors. But nobody in Ohio would never, yeah. ever know that about that person, because what they put forth on the air is not who they were.
You and I have been lucky to meet an awful lot of very famous people, and I would venture to say that it's pretty close to 50-50, the good ones and the ones that don't give a rat's behind.
But some of the ones you think would be the more crusty are not.
That's absolutely right.
Are the least crusty.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. Don't forget A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today from 12:10 to 1 p.m., Offbeat News and Trivia, Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Bye-bye.
Where did your famous saying come from, and then give it to us?
Oh, it's how they asked me to end the cartoon. That's it. It was that simple. And I just walked up to the mic and I said, that's all, folks.
Bob, you are a page. But so made, and I don't.